The Translation of the Meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. Juz number 3, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 253 onwards. Those are the messengers, some of whom we have given excellence over others. Among them are ones to whom Allah spoke directly, and He raised some of them steps higher in other respects. And we gave clear signs to Isa, the son of Maryam, and supported him with the Holy Spirit. If Allah so willed, those succeeding him would have not fought against each other after clear signs had come to them. But they disagreed amongst themselves. So there were some who believed and there were some who disbelieved. And if Allah so willed, they would have not fought against each other. But Allah does what He intends. O you who believe, spend from what we have given to you before a day comes when there will be no trading, no friendship, and no intercession. And it is the disbelievers who are unjust. Allah, there is no God but He, the living, the all-sustaining. Neither dozing overtakes Him nor sleep. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. Who can intercede with Him without His permission? He knows what is before them and what is behind them, while they encompass nothing of His knowledge, except what He wills. His kursi, chair, extends to the heavens and the earth, and it does not weary Him to look after them. He is the All-High, the Supreme. There is no compulsion in faith. The correct way has become distinct from the erroneous. However, whoever rejects the taghut, the rebel, the Satan, and believes in Allah, has a firm grasp on the strongest ring that never breaks. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Allah is the protector of those who believe. He brings them out of the depths of darkness into the light. As for those who disbelieve, their friends are the rebels. They bring them out from the light into the depths of darkness. Those are the people of the fire. There they will remain forever. Do you not know the one who argued with Ibrahim about his Lord because Allah had given him kingship? When Ibrahim said, "My Lord is the one who gives life and brings death," he said, "I give life and I bring death." Said Ibrahim, "Allah brings the sun out from the east, now you bring it out from the west." Here, baffled, was the one who disbelieved, and Allah does not bring the wrongdoers to the right path. Or, do you know the example of the one who passed through a town that had collapsed on its roofs? He said, "How shall Allah revive this after it is dead?" So Allah made him dead for 100 years, then raised him, saying, "How long did you remain in this state?" He said, "I remained for a day or part of a day." Said he, "Rather, you remained dead for 100 years. Just look at your food and drink. It has not spoiled. Now look at your donkey. We did this to make you a sign for people. Look at the bones, how we raised them, then dressed them with flesh." So when it was clear to him, he said, "I know that Allah is powerful over everything." Remember when Ibrahim said, "My Lord, show me how you give life to the dead." He said, "Is it that you do not believe?" He said, "Of course I do. But it is just to make my heart at peace." He said, "Then take 4 birds and tame them to your call. Then put on every mountain apart from them. Then give them a call. And when they shall come to you rushing, and know that Allah is mighty, wise." The example of those who spend in the way of Allah is just like a grain that produced 7 ears, each ear having 100 grains, and Allah multiplies the reward for whom He wills. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah then do not make their spending followed by boasting about favour or with causing hurt. They have their reward with their Lord, and there is no fear for them, nor shall they grieve. A graceful word and forgiving is better than charity followed by causing hurt. Allah is all-dependent, forbearing. O you who believe, do not nullify your acts of charity by boasting about doing people a favour and by causing them hurt, like the one who spends his wealth to show off before people and does not believe in Allah on the last day. So his example is like a rock on which there is dust. Then a heavy rain came over it and left it barren. They have no ability to gain anything out of what they have done, and Allah does not give guidance to the people who disbelieve. The example of those who spend their wealth to seek pleasure of Allah and to make firm their faith from the depths of their souls is like a garden on a foothill, on which came a heavy rain, and it yielded its produce twofold. Even if a heavy rain does not come to it, a light drizzle is enough, and Allah is watchful of what you do. Would any of you wish to have a garden of dates and grapes with rivers flowing beneath it, in which there are all kinds of fruit for him, and old age befalls him, and then he has children who are too weak to earn livelihood? Then a whirlwind comes upon it with fire in it, and it is all burnt? This is how Allah makes the signs clear to you, so that you may ponder. Oh, you who believe, spend of the good things you have earned and of what we have brought forth from you from the earth, and do not opt for a bad thing, spending only from it while you are not going to accept it, if such a thing is offered to you, unless you close your eyes to it and know well that Allah is all independent, ever praised. Satan frightens you with poverty and bids you to commit indecency, and Allah promises you forgiveness from him and grace as well. And Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. He gives wisdom to whom he wills, and whoever is given wisdom is certainly given a lot of good. Only the people of understanding observe the advice. Whatever expenditure you spend and whatever vow you make, Allah knows all of it, and for the unjust there are no supporters. If you make sadaqah openly, it is good enough. And if you keep it secret and give it to the needy, it is much better for you. And this will write off part of your sins. Allah is all aware of what you do. It is not for you to put them on the right path. Rather, Allah puts on the right path whom he wills. Whatever good you spend is for your own selves. And you shall not spend but to seek the pleasure of Allah. And whatever good thing you spend shall be repaid to you in full. And you shall not be wronged. Your charity should be preferably meant for the needy who are confined in the way of Allah, unable to travel in the land. As an ignorant person takes them as free of need because of their abstinence, you know them by their appearance from begging. They do not beg people importunately. And whatever good thing you spend, Allah is all aware of it. Those who spend their wealth night and day, secretly and openly, they have their reward with their Lord, and there is no fear for them, nor shall they grieve. Those who take riba, usury or interest, will not stand, but as stands the one whom the demon has driven crazy by his touch. That is because they have said, sale is but like riba, while Allah has permitted sale and prohibited riba. So, whoever receives an advice from his Lord and desists from indulging in riba, then what has passed is allowed for him, and his matter is up to Allah. As for the ones who revert back, those are the people of the fire. They will remain forever. Allah destroys riba and nourishes charities, and Allah does not like the sinful disbeliever. Surely those who believe and do good deeds and establish salah and pay zakat will have their reward with their Lord, and there is no fear for them, nor shall they grieve. Oh, you who believe, fear Allah and give up what still remains of riba if you are believers. But if you do not give it up, then listen to the declaration of war from Allah and his messenger. However, if you repent, yours is your principle. Neither wrong nor be wronged. If there is one in misery, then the creditor should allow deferment till his ease, and that you forego it as alms is much better for you if you really know. Be fearful of a day when you shall be returned to Allah. Then every person shall be paid in full what he has earned, and they shall not be wronged. O you who believe, when you transact a debt payable at a specific time, put it in writing, and let a scribe write it between you with fairness. A scribe should not refuse to write as Allah has educated him. He therefore should write. The one who owes something should get it written, but he must fear Allah, his Lord, and he should not omit anything from it. If the one who owes is feeble-minded or weak or cannot dictate himself, then his guardian should dictate with fairness. Have two witnesses from among your men, and if two men are not there, then one man and two women from those witnesses whom you like, so that if one of the two women errs, the other woman may remind her. The witness should not refuse when summoned. And do not be weary of writing it down, along with its due date, no matter whether the debt is small or large. That is more equitable in Allah's sight. The more supportive as evidence and more likely to make you feel free of doubt. However, if it is a spot transaction you are effecting between yourselves, there is no sin on you, should you not write it. Have witnesses when you transact a sale. Neither a scribe should be made to suffer nor a witness. If you do something harmful to them, it is certainly a sin on your part, and fear Allah. Allah educates you, and Allah is all-knowing in respect of everything. If you are on a journey and find no scribe, then you may have to resort to holding something as mortgage taken into possession. However, if one of you trusts the other, then the one who has been trusted should fulfill his trust and should fear Allah, his Lord. Do not conceal testimony. Whoever conceals it, his heart is surely sinful. Allah is all aware of what you do. To Allah belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. If you disclose what is in your heart or conceal it, Allah shall hold you accountable for it. Then he will forgive whom he wills and punish whom he wills. Allah is all powerful over everything. The messenger has believed in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, and the believers as well. All have believed in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers. We make no division between any of his messengers. And they have said, we have listened and obeyed. Our Lord, we seek your pardon, and to you is the return. Allah does not obligate anyone beyond his capacity. For him is what he has earned, and on him what he has incurred. Our Lord, do not hold us accountable if we forget or make a mistake. And our Lord, do not place on us such a burden as you have placed on those before us. And our Lord, do not make us bear a burden for which we have no strength. And pardon us and grant us forgiveness and have mercy on us. You are our Lord. So help us against the disbelieving people. That is the end of Surah Baqarah. Surah Al-Imran. Surah number 3. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. Allah. There is no God but He, the Alive, the All-Sustaining. He has revealed to you the book with the truth, confirming what has been before it, and has sent down the Torah and the Injil earlier to give guidance to mankind, and has sent down the Furqan. Surely those who have rejected the verses of Allah, for them there is severe punishment. Allah is mighty, the Lord of retribution. Surely Allah is such that nothing is hidden from him, neither in the earth nor in the sky. He is the one who shapes you in the wombs as he likes. There is no God but he, the mighty, the wise. He is the one who has revealed to you the book, the Quran. Out of it, there are verses that are mahamat of established meaning, which are the principal verses of the book. And some others are mutashabihat, though whose definite meanings are unknown. Now, those who have perversity in their hearts go after such part of it as is mutashabih, seeking to create discord and searching for its interpretation that meets their desires, while no one knows its interpretation except Allah. And those well grounded in knowledge say, we believe therein, all is from our Lord, only the men of understanding observe the advice. Our Lord, do not let our hearts deviate from the right path after you have given us guidance, and bestow upon us mercy from your own. Surely you and you alone are the one who bestows in abundance. Our Lord, you are going to assemble all people on the day in occurrence of which there is no doubt. Verily, Allah does not back out of his promise. Surely those who disbelieve, their wealth and their children should not suffice them in the least against Allah. Those who are fuel of the fire, a case similar to that of the house of Pharaoh and those before them. They denied our signs, so Allah sees them from their sins. Allah is severe in punishment. Say to those who disbelieve, you shall soon be overcome and shall be gathered into hell. Indeed, it is an evil bed in which to rest. There was a sign for you in the two groups who confronted each other, one group fighting in the way of Allah and the other disbelieving, seeing themselves as twice their number with open eyes. And Allah gives strength with his help to whomever so he wills. Indeed, there is a lesson therein for those who have eyes. It has been made attractive for people to love the desired things, that is, women, children, hoarded heaps of gold and silver, branded horses, cattle and tillage. That is an enjoyment of the worldly life, but Allah lies the beauty of the final resort. Say, shall I tell you what is far better than that? For those who fear Allah, there are gardens with their Lord, beneath which rivers flow, where they shall live forever, with purified wives and approval from Allah. Allah is watchful over his servants. Those are the ones who say, our Lord, surely we have believed, so forgive us our sins and save us from the punishment of the fire. And those who are the patient, the truthful and the devout, who spend in Allah's way and who seek forgiveness in pre-dawn hours. Allah bears witness that there is no God but He, and so do the angels and the men of knowledge, being the one who maintains equity. There is no God but He, the mighty, the wise. Truly, the recognized religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. Those who have been given the book did not differ among themselves until after the knowledge had come to them, and all this due to envy against each other. Whoever denies the verses of Allah, then Allah is swift at reckoning. Then if they argue with you, say, I have submitted myself to Allah, and so did those who have followed me. And say to those who have been given the book, and to the unlettered, do you submit? If they submit, they will be on the right path. Yet if they turn back, then you have only to convey the message. Allah is watchful over all of his servants. Surely those who reject the verses of Allah and slay the prophets unjustly and slay those of the people who bid justice, give them the the good news of a painful punishment. Those are the ones whose deeds have gone to waste in this world and in the hereafter. For them, there are no helpers. Did you not observe those who have been given a share from the book? They are invited to the book of Allah so that it may decide between them. Then a group from them goes back, turning their faces away. That is because they have said, "The fire shall not touch us except for a few days." Thus they are deceived in their faith by what they themselves used to invent. Then how will it be when we will gather them together on a day about which there is no doubt? And everybody will be paid in full for what he has earned, and they shall not be wronged. Say, O Allah, O Lord of the kingdom, you give kingdom to whom you will, and take kingdom away from whom you will, and you bestow honour on whom you will, and bring disgrace to whom you will. In your hand lies the betterment of everyone. You are surely powerful over everything. You make the night enter into day, and make the day enter into night. And you bring the living out from the dead, and bring the dead out from the living. And you give to whom you will beyond measure. The believers must not take the disbelievers as friends instead of the believers. And whoever does that has no relation with Allah whatsoever, unless you do so as a protective measure in order to save yourself from them. Allah warns you of himself, for unto Allah is the return. Say, whether you conceal what is in your hearts or reveal it, Allah will know it. He knows what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. Allah is all-powerful over everything. On the day when everybody shall find present before him whatever good he did and whatever evil he wrought, he will wish there would have been a wide space between him and that day. Allah warns you of himself, and Allah is compassionate to his servants. Say, O Prophet, if you really love Allah, then follow me, and Allah shall love you and forgive you your sins. Allah is most forgiving, very merciful. Say, obey Allah and the Messenger. Then should they turn back, Allah does not love the disbelievers. Verily, Allah has chosen Adam and Nuh, and the house of Ibrahim and the house of Imran over all the worlds, a progeny, some of whom resembles others in faith. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Remember when Imran's wife said, "O my Lord, I have vowed that what is in my womb will be devoted exclusively for you. So accept it from me. You are the all-hearing, the all-knowing." So when she delivered her, she said, "O my Lord, I have delivered her a female child, and Allah knew better what she had delivered, and the male was not like the female. I have named her Maryam, and I place her and her progeny under your shelter against Satan, the rejected." So her Lord accepted her, a good acceptance, and made her grow a good growth, and made Zachariah her guardian. Whenever Zachariah visited her at a place of worship, he found food with her. He said, "Maryam, from where did you have this?" She said, "It is from Allah. Surely Allah gives to whom he wills without measure." Thereupon Zachariah prayed to his Lord. He said, "O my Lord, grant me from your own power a goodly progeny. Verily, you are the one who listens to the prayer." So then when he stood praying in the place of worship, the angels called out to him, saying, "Allah gives you the good news of Yahya, who shall come to confirm a word from Allah, and shall be a chief abstinence from women, a prophet, and one of the righteous." He said, "O my Lord, how shall I have a boy when old age has come upon me and my wife is barren?" Said he, "That is how Allah does what he wills." He said, "O my Lord, set for me a sign." Said he, "Your sign is that you shall not be able to speak to people for 3 days except through gestures. Remember your Lord much and proclaim his purity in the evening and the morning." And when the angel said, "O Maryam, Allah has chosen you and purified you and chosen you over the women of all the worlds. O Maryam, stand in devotion to your Lord and prostrate yourselves and bow down in ruku with those who bow. This is part of the news of the unseen we reveal to you, O Prophet. You were not with them when they were casting their pens to decide who from among them should be the guardian of Maryam, nor were you with them when they were quarrelling. Remember the time when the angel said, "O Maryam, Allah gives you the good news of a word from him, whose name is Masih, Isa, the son of Maryam, a man of status in this world and in the hereafter, and one of those who are near Allah. He shall speak to the people while he is still in the cradle, and also later when he is of a mature age, and he shall be one of the righteous." She said, "O my Lord, how shall I have a son while no human has ever touched me?" Said he, "That is how Allah creates what he wills. When he decides a matter, he simply says to it, 'Be,' and it becomes to be. He shall teach him the book and the wisdom and the Torah and the Injil. and shall make him a messenger to the children of Israel, who will say to them, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, that is, I create for you from clay something in the shape of a bird. Then I blow in it, and it becomes a living bird by the will of Allah. And I cure the born blind and the leper, and I cause the dead to become alive by the will of Allah. And I inform you of what you eat and what you store in your homes. In this there is surely a sign for you, if you are truly believers. I have come to you confirming that book which is sent down prior to me, that is the Torah, and to make permissible for you some of what was prohibited to you. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. So fear Allah and obey me. Allah is surely my Lord and your Lord. So worship him. This is the straight path. So when Isa sensed disbelief in them, he said, Who are my helpers in the way of Allah? The disciples said, We are the helpers of Allah. We believe in Allah. So be our witness that we are Muslims. Our Lord, we have believed in what you have revealed and we have followed the message, the messenger. So record us with those who bear witness to the truth. They, the opponents of Isa, devised a plan and Allah devised a plan. And Allah is the best of all planners. When Allah said, O Isa, I am to take you in full and to raise you towards myself and to cleanse you of those who disbelieve and to place those who follow you above those who disbelieve up to the day of doom, then to me is your return, whereupon I shall judge between you in that over which you have deferred. As for those who disbelieve, I shall punish them a severe punishment in this world and in the hereafter, and for them there are no helpers. As for those who believe and do good deeds, he, Allah, will give them their reward in full. Allah does not like the transgressors. This we recite to you of the verses and the message that is full of wisdom. Surely the case of Isa in the sight of Allah is like the case of Adam. He created him from dust, and then he said to him, Be, and he became to be. The truth is from your Lord, so do not be of those who doubt. If someone argues with you, O Prophet, over this after the knowledge that has come to you, say to him, Come, let us call our sons and your sons and our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves, and then let us pray and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars. This is indeed the true narration. There exists no God but Allah. Allah is surely the Almighty, the All-Wise. So should they turn back, Allah is fully aware of the mischievous people. Say, O people of the book, come to a word common between us and between you that we worship none but Allah, that we associate nothing with him, and that some of us do not take others as lords instead of Allah. Then, should they turn back, say, Bear witness that we are Muslims. O people of the book, why do you argue about Ibrahim while the Torah and the Injil were not revealed until after him? Have you then no sense? Look, this is what you are. You have already argued about matters concerning which you have knowledge. Why then do you argue about matters of which you have no knowledge? Allah knows and you do not know. Ibrahim was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but he was an upright, a Muslim, and was not one of those who associate partners with Allah. The closest of people to Ibrahim are those who followed him and his prophet and those who believe, and Allah is the guardian of all believers. A group from the people of the book loves to mislead you, while they mislead none but themselves, and they do not realize, O people of the book, why do you disbelieve in the verses of Allah, revealed in the former scriptures, to foretell about the advent of the Holy Prophet? O, while you are yourselves witnesses to those verses, O people of the book, why do you confound the truth with falsehood and conceal the truth when you know the reality? And a group of people of the book said to the people, Believe in what has been revealed to the believers in the early part of the day and disbelieve at the end of it so that they may turn back. But do not believe for real, except in those who follow your faith. Say, real guidance is the guidance of Allah. But all that you do is due to your envy, that someone is given what is similar to that which you have been given, or that they argue against you before your Lord. Say, the bounty is in the hands of Allah. He gives it to whom he wills. Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. He chooses for his grace whom he wills. Allah is the Lord of the great bounty. Among the people of the book, there is one who, if you entrust him with a heap of gold or silver, will give it back to you. And among them, there is one who, if you entrust him with a single dinar, he will not give it back to you unless you keep standing over him. This is because they have said, there is no way we can be blamed in the matter of the unlettered. And they tell lies about Allah knowingly. Why will they not be blamed? Whoever fulfills his pledge and fears Allah, then Allah loves the God-fearing. Surely those who take a small price by breaking the covenant of Allah and their oaths, for them there is no share in the hereafter. And Allah will neither speak to them, nor will he look towards them on the day of judgment, nor will he purify them. For them there is a painful punishment. Among them, there is indeed a group who twist their tongues while reading the book, so that you may deem it to be from the book, while it is not from the book. They say it is from Allah, while it is not from Allah, and they tell lies about Allah knowingly. It is not possible for a man that Allah gives him the book, the wisdom and the prophethood, and he starts saying to the people, become my worshippers aside from Allah. Rather, he would say, be men of the Lord as you have been teaching the book and as you have been learning it. Nor is it possible for him that he bids you to hold the angels and the prophets as lords. Shall he bid you to disbelieve after you having become Muslim? When Allah made the prophets enter into a covenant saying, if I give you a book and wisdom, then comes to you a messenger verifying what is with you, you shall have to believe him and you shall have to support him. He said, do you affirm and accept my covenant in this respect? They said, we affirm. He said, then bear witness, I am with you among the witnesses. Then those who turn back after this, they are the sinful. Are they then seeking a religion other than that of Allah, while to him alone submit all those in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and to him they shall be returned? Say, we believe in Allah and in what has been revealed to us and in what was revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub and the descendants, and in what has been given to Musa, Isa and the prophets from their Lord. We do not differentiate between any of them, and to him we submit ourselves. Whoever seeks a faith other than Islam, it will never be accepted from him, and he in the hereafter will be among the losers. How shall Allah give guidance to a people who disbelieved after they had accepted faith and testified that the Prophet is true and the clear signs had come to them? Allah does not give guidance to the unjust people. The punishment of such people is that upon them is the curse of Allah, of the angels and of the human beings altogether. They will remain under it forever. Neither will the punishment be lightened for them, nor will they be given respite, except for those who repent afterwards and mend their ways. Then Allah is all-forgiving, very merciful. Those who disbelieve after having accepted faith and then increase in disbelief, their repentance shall never be accepted. They are the ones who have lost the right path. Those who disbelieve and die as disbelievers, even an earth full of gold shall never be accepted from any of them, even if one were to offer it as a ransom. They are the ones for whom there is a painful punishment, and for them there are no helpers. You shall never attain righteousness unless you spend from what you love. Whatever so you spend, Allah is fully aware of it. And that is the end of juz number 3.